Bang, bang. What is up, you guys? Welcome to volume 34 of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
And Drew, this weekend is a special weekend. Yes. Not only because you and I will be together in St. Louis, Missouri. I keep trying to ask around what is special in St. Louis, Missouri. Like, what's a cool thing to do? Cousin Jeremy has not stopped talking about this fucking zoo. Apparently, it's a cool zoo. I'm like, I've already been to like the San Diego Zoo, which is like the zoo to sort of go to. So, according to Jeremy, we're probably eating ribs and going to the St. Louis Zoo.
Besides ribs, I've gotten some good because I work with someone that's from St. Louis, so I've gotten some good recommendations already that we can check out. Apparently there's this place, it's basically like Arby's, but like supposedly better. It's like the local, it's called like Lion something. I'll have to ask what it is, but apparently you get like those roast beef sandwiches that are just like way better than Arby's. So,
well, way better than Arby's and way better than this weekend fucking Missouri trip that you'll hear all about on Monday's episode.
Yeah.
Is again that Saturday. It's a special holiday.
Yes.
I don't partake in it, but many people do. It's 420 week here in the world. I'll say I was like at the PWT because I'm like only one of us smokes. And of course, if we're going to be doing a fucking 420 themed episode, there's only one man we can fucking call in. He's one of my favorite things through this show is just meeting, becoming friends with strangers on the internet based on we all have the same nerdy niche, thing that we like. We pay two Canadian men to talk about wrestling and, travel to go see them do it live. And that's where I met this gentleman, because I remember walking into the show a little bit late. It was like John and Way's live Q&A, and I remember walking in there a little bit late and seeing some of the normals. There's Jesse from the Six, there's Neil, there's Brandon. And one gentleman in particular walking up to me, and I go, Drew? And it was not Drew. It was today's guest, post-wrestling's very own. Because he pops up on a lot of the shows now, so I'm confident enough in post wrestling's very own Steve Grows Weed. Steve, my man,
how are you doing, guys? Can't make that noise. Try to get that bong noise going, but that didn't work.
First off, very happy to have you on here. Because again, you've been a friend of ours for a while. You've been listening, for a while. And I remember when we started this show. You were like one of the first few people that were like giving us feedback, and when Drew and I started to discuss like, oh, we need to have people on here, it was like, well, Steve Grows Weed, Steve Feast, Stone Cold Steve Austin, he hasn't gotten back to us, but we got you on here, and it's fun. And again, with this episode in particular, because with my picks originally, I was gonna try and go for like, let's go for a theme, for a high theme, but not specifically songs about weed, and then immediately gave that up because I was like, well, no, this will be a heavy sort of weed episode.
And there's been like specifically the one song, and then secondly like the one artist that I was like, no, these are getting saved for whenever we get Steve Grows Weed on, because these are without being a theme, it's a theme when he's here.
I'm pumped to be on this show, guys. Like the minute you guys started doing this, I'm like, yes, I want to do this. I want to be on a Music Box. And what better way to start that than with the 420 episode? That's all.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. And, it's, again, I'm not someone that partakes, but with the amount of music that I listen to that just involves drugs, you think that I would. And I have, one of the songs in particular, there's a funny story attached to it with, originally I was like thinking about it. I was like, oh, you know what? they'll think this story is funny. I'm like, they'll be like, oh, there's no way that happened to you. And then immediately I was like, no, these two guys know me well enough. I'm going to start telling the story, and they're going to be like, yeah, 100%. That makes fucking sense that that happened to you. But yeah, again, very happy to have you on here. And it's funny because off air, the one thing we were talking about that happens normally with myself and Drew is having to just pick three songs. I mean, even a few weeks back now when we did the four person episode, and I was like, well, we'll just do two because it's four people. You'd figure picking two songs would have been easy, you know? And I remember we're eating dinner, and I'm just sitting there, and like, you know, people are talking, and I just hear like a loud silence because I'm sitting here. And I'm like, well, I can pick this, but then what if someone picks a similar one? You know, sort of try different up. But I think, I mean, you know, I think everything that we picked is it's sort. I think it was
all over the place.
Yeah, in a very good way. But that is all to say, though, Steve will be back. But this episode in particular.
I've got bands again. I got bands I got to lay on you guys. I've got a band I recently discovered that I'm not even going to bring up yet. Just keep it spoiler free. But yeah, just crazy stuff. I think I've actually sent some stuff to you, Drew.
But
I happen to be back because I can't. It was so hard just to narrow down. We had a themed episode, so this was cool because it was easy for that one in that case. But yeah, I've got a bunch of music. I love sharing people. Like, who doesn't really, right? Who doesn't like sharing their music with people, you know?
So, especially once you get that one where it's like, oh, if you like them, check these guys out. Because, like, you know, it's always like, you know, just a hair off. But, like, you're just like, and you just want that. I mean, obviously, their life experience is going to be different. But, like, you always just like you. And that's what the disappointing thing when someone's like, okay. Like, it's like, oh no, I wanted you to be as excited as I was.
I mean, I'm sure both of you guys remember this. Like, I find it funny because it's so easy now where if you're at the grocery store or, you know, like at the park or something and you hear a song, you can just pull your phone out and Shazam it and it'll tell you exactly what it is. I remember, you know, back when I was younger, I would hear a song and I'm just, you would have to remember the lyrics and hope that you could get to like a computer somewhere and type in the lyrics. And sometimes you misheard them wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And you actually find the song and you're like, oh, it's the yellow horse and the tangerine, not the, you know, lemon flavored submarine. That makes more sense. Like, it's just, it's always like a word or two off where you're just like, oh, I'm such a fucking idiot. That's what it is. But you know, I remember back in the days of LimeWire, that was one of those things where I would discover an artist. Like I would listen to an artist. You know, someone would say, "Oh, hey, you should check out fucking Sublime," and I would listen to one song. And just being able to go in there and, you know, just type in Sublime, and it would pull up all these songs, and it was fun having to sit there and you're like, you know, listen to 30, 40 seconds of a song, go, okay, I'm gonna download this one, and even better now, it's just, to an extent, you can do that. Like, I've been rediscovering music from artists off albums that I'd already heard before in the past and just never really, you know, batted an eye at it. And now, a few years later, I go, oh, actually, like, this album has more, you know, more bangers than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that a lot. I was going to say, I've done that a lot, like, especially now, like now that I'm switching everything over to the YouTube Music, I'll there'll be something I'll just like go to album and like add the whole album, and where before maybe I had like the three songs or something, and then I'll just like something will come on shuffle. I'm like, oh, what is this? Oh, this is better than the other ones I have.
Yeah, and I think things hit you differently at different times in your life too, where like certain song that you might have heard before just doesn't get you the same way as it does now, right? So
yeah, that's one of the cool things too. Like you mentioned, as you get older, I've talked about it before. There's a lot of Spanish music that my parents listen to that I was like, oh, get this fucking bullshit out of here. I don't want to fucking listen to this. Now that I can better understand the language too, I'm just like, oh my god, I'm like, yeah, this is one, it's either like this is a song about the Iron Giant, but it's so whimsical and, you know, like people are dancing to it. Do they understand the lyrics? Like the song is literally called the Iron Giant. I wonder if I can dance it, you know? You listen to a song and I'm like, oh my God, this song is hitting harder than if two separate semis fucking sandwiched me right now at the same time, you know? But gentlemen, do either of you recall what you were doing for, I mean, being that you're Steve Grows Weed, I can probably imagine getting high was probably on there, but do you guys remember what you were doing this week, April 2009?
Oh, nine.
Yeah, 2009. Like,
not April, May. It was May. I was going to say, I went to my very first like weed march.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It was not too long after. I think it was early May. Mm. It was because back when it was still under prohibition.
Yeah, see, that's the weird...
So that's what I was doing.
Yeah. See,
that was the weird thing. When I first went up to Canada, because Braden just took me around downtown Toronto. It was... I just went up there to see them. No real plans. And I almost feel bad because it's happened a few times. Where, like, they obviously want to take me out and see things. And I'm just like, hey, man, I'm good just fucking going to Kensington Market for some food. And then just going back to your place. Like, I don't care what we do, you know? And I mean, I did it with Drew where I'm like, no, I need to take you to this place and that place and this place. And I enjoy it. But again, I was like, we can go get some nachos at Sneaky D's and go back to your place. That's fine. Like, I don't care, you know? I'm not like, I have to climb the CN Tower or I have to go see any of this stuff.
Same thing. Like, when I was in Chicago, people were like, oh, did you go like see the bean and stuff? Like, no, I've been there twice. Still have not seen the fucking bean. Like, I'm getting like what I call, you know, I'd rather have the real Chicago experience of seeing where, you know.
See, but the one thing that tripped me out though,
different coffee shops,
was how you guys was like how it was just legal out there, because I don't think it had been legalized here yet. Like, I think it was just like, oh, if you have, you know, your card, but over there it was just like. I'm like, Braden, what the fuck are you doing right now, dude? What are you fucking, they're gonna fucking cops over there, you know? And there's just like signs where, like over here, it's always like, don't drink and drive. Over there, it's like, hey, don't smoke and drive. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 2009, I don't know. I feel like I'm not really getting, oh, wait. 2009. Yeah, actually, my nephew would have just been born, I think. April 28th, or about to be born, April 28th. So, I guess prepping for that. I guess I wouldn't be doing any prepping, but.
Yeah, I'm like, aside from like meeting him, I don't know how much prep you would have actually had to have done. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't remember much of 2009. I would have been sophomore, so I probably would have been finishing up my sophomore year of high school.
I was fucking 30.
But I don't even. I mean, listen, Steve, you look like you're 30 now. You know, nothing trips me out more than when I see you post about your grandkids or you talk about your grandkids. I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean? Are you talking about the plants you're growing? Like, is that what you're referring to? It's like, no, here's a full adult person that is my grandchild. I'm just like, what the?
Well, he's 12, but he's like he got married into the family. So, you know, but yeah, my biological one just turned 5, actually. So,
I think you're the
grandpa.
Only
grandpa. I'm a papa.
The little grows weeds. Of the Grows Weeds family.
Oh my God. Can I tell you a story? So I just moved into a new house, right? So I go every Sunday and watch my oldest grandson, the 12-year-old. He goes and plays indoor soccer, right? My son is the coach. So I'm sitting there with his wife and my youngest grandson. And I'm very open about like removing the stigma about marijuana, about cannabis or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't make it weird. Like, I don't smoke in front of them because I don't want that. Like, I wouldn't do that. Like, if I smoke cigarettes or anything, but like the plants and the growing of everything is not something I keep hidden. Right. So right. It's like, so he, So I moved in, I was in a two-story place. I moved into a bungalow, so it's all one floor, right? So we're sitting there talking. He was coming back to my house, that new house, that day to see the new house. So we're talking. He's like, "Can I even go upstairs and look around?" I'm like, "Well, buddy, I got to tell you, there is no upstairs, right?" And he sits there and he thinks about it for a second. He looks at me and he goes, "Well, Papa, where will you grow your plants?" Because that's where I was growing them, in the spare room upstairs. And me and my son's wife just started howling, right? I'm like, "Oh no, don't worry, buddy. I got a spot. I'll show you, right?" So yeah, that was, to me, that was hilarious. But it's just like, yeah, it's nice to remove, like, I don't, again, yeah, it's like, it's just like, I wouldn't get drunk in front of a child. I'm not going to get like ridiculous stone in front of a child.
Right.
But the growing of the plant and the fact that the plant exists is not something I like hide, you know?
Right.
You know what's funny, actually, sort of placing myself in this, actually, no, I would have been, so like, maybe about a year or two, I don't know if I was still in high school or I had left, but at a certain point, my cousin's boyfriend moves in. This would have been already like a year or two after high school. But at one point, my cousin's boyfriend moves in with them, and their grandmother had to, for whatever medical thing she had, like, she had started taking, I think, edibles, and then eventually moved on to like weed, and so they just started growing their own. Like, it was like one of those things where they were just like, "Well, you know, we gotta start paying rent now, so like we can give some to grandma and then like also sell our own," and, you know, it's sort of two birds, one stone. And they told that story and we're just like, "Oh," like, haha, thinking it's funny. And I remember going over there, it was like a summer night, like we go over there to, like, because, you know, we always like barbecue and stuff like that, and holy shit, yeah, we're like, "Oh, this is very much a thing." Like, we thought you guys were just joking. They're like, "No, absolutely not, like, we have rent to pay now, you know?" We're like, we're like 19, 20 years old, and they're just like, "Yeah, this is absolutely a fucking thing that's going on." And but it was very small, and with that, you had to hide it, because again, it's like, it wasn't until, at least as far as I'm aware, a few years where, like, now there's dispensaries everywhere, you know? But before that, it was, you know, it was a shady drug that's gonna, you know, turn you into a crazy person, Steve.
Well, that happened, I guess. I mean,
but yeah, reefer madness, you're gonna take a
puff, yeah,
running out the window.
Yeah, you should watch me play a piano. It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you would have been playing the radio, if you guys would have been playing the radio at this time, the number one song at that time would have been this, "Rude Boy" by Rihanna.
Oh, which, okay.
I sort of vaguely remember, like, I have a fun story about the second song, but this one, I was just like, "Oh yeah, it is one of her songs."
Oh yeah,
of course.
And, you know, even with Rihanna as a whole, like, sort of like her peak years for me is like the whole time I'm in high school. So yeah, to me, it's like they all sort of blend in together, you know, like. Yeah. I'm a sophomore, about to be a junior. You could have told me it was like, "No, this was from when you were a freshman," and I would have just like, "Okay, sure."
As a 25-year-old at this time going to bars, I definitely heard this a lot.
Yeah. I had met my now wife a year before this, and we were still, she was 24 and I was 30. Mm-hmm. And we were out here hitting the bars, hitting the clubs, and this was playing. I was doing my bump and grind on the dance floor to this back in the day. I remember.
Yeah,
you mentioned dating like someone, you know, with that like age gap. I've found whenever I've sort of been in that situation, you know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but like, almost like, "Yeah, no, I'm aware, I'm hip, like, you know who the artist is," but it's just like, I don't know, I always felt like a poser when I'm just like, "Yeah, no, I know who Olivia Rodrigo is, yeah, she's the, you know, she's that nice girl with her music," and listening to music and I'm like, "Oh, I do know these songs," but it's almost, I don't know, I almost felt like an imposter, where I'm just like, "We all know this isn't what I listen to. I know it, but it's not what I listen to."
Yeah, I mean, I feel that way just in general.
Like, yeah. most new stuff. It's like, I might know that song, but I don't know who the hell sings it, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen...
You're getting there, Strump. You're in your sad cowboy phase.
Literally, I'm telling you, though, with my last girlfriend that I dated, where they'd be playing music, and I'm just like, I have no idea what any of these fucking people are. And it's like, what? You don't know who fucking Wilma Flintstone is? I'm like, Fred Flintstone's wife? They're like, no, it's this fucking niche indie artist from fucking Texas. You know, she plays a fucking xylophone. And I'm just like, nope, guess I don't know who that. You know, it's all just these like names. It very much sounds like a, like an I Think You Should Leave sketch when they're just naming random names and you're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, of course. That is that. I don't know.
Like, it sounds like an NXT name generator.
Oh, yeah. So, dude, I'm telling you, there are some times where John and Wei are talking about like what's coming up on NXT and they're just dropping names and I'm like, stop. I'm like, stop. These aren't real names, you guys. We can't keep letting Shawn Michaels get away with this. These aren't real names.
I do that with most of the WWE because I don't really watch WWE. I'm more of an AEW guy, right? So it's I just don't. They'll talk about so many guys on there, and I don't know who they are. Usually every WrestleMania, I'll kind of tune in, or the Royal Rumble. So they'll come out, and there'll be music playing that I don't recognize. And then some guy will walk out that I have no idea who he is. And then the name will come up and be like, oh, yeah, okay. That's how I know most of my WWE wrestlers. It's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, well,
I remember I did that same thing with watching, like, starting out watching New Japan because they would always talk about them too, and it was always like I don't know, like I never really watched, and then you start putting the faces to the names and stuff, like, oh, that's who that guy is.
Well, again, so right now if I'm thinking myself at this time, again, sophomore about to be junior, I haven't even started working yet, I think it's like in a few months that's when I'll start working at the movie theater, but you know, it's 420 weeks. So I'm sure a lot of my contemporaries are probably drinking at house parties, smoking weed. Me and my best friend, our daily routine was we would take the bus home from school. I'd go to his house. And again, it was always the same thing. We'd get to his room. He would go boot up his computer. He would play his playlist. And then we would sit there and play with our Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And this song is etched into my mind because on his playlist this was number one on the song, so the song that will be associated with that is Nothing on You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars. Like, beautiful girl. Mind you, this is two 15-16 year olds, you know, instead of out like chasing girls or getting high. No, we're sitting there forever fucking playing with our Yu-Gi-Oh cards. They might say
hi, and I might say, I forgot about this song. This is a good song.
Yeah, I really like Bruno Mars, though. Like, that was, you know, I always talk about it on here. It's like, especially his first album, it was like, it was very much the thing of a new artist sounding like an old doo-wop performer, like... It wasn't like, and then he got like, it just slowly got more poppy, but there was some of that stuff he was putting out. I'm like, yeah, this could fit in like a 60s playlist.
He's probably gonna have to put out more music now that he's in so much debt to the mafia.
Oh, yeah?
The mafia? Yeah, I haven't heard those.
Oh, yeah, you guys aren't aware?
No.
So he's doing a residency in Vegas, and apparently he's like $25 million in debt.
Gambling?
Yeah, gambling.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like I think he had like the same guy as fucking Otani and just you know, everyone was like, man, they're like, he's really living up the fucking lifestyle of like that old musician, because yeah, it was something wild, like 20-25 million bucks in debt that he's, you know, that he owes to them. And so, you know, he's probably gonna put out some new music soon, go on tour or something, because I don't think the mob is gonna be like, ah, no, you know what, it's cool, like, we appreciate
he's gotta be making a ton of like don't those residencies like pay ridiculous though?
You'd think so, but I mean, if he's that much in debt,
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
yeah, he did something wrong.
I don't know if you guys remember a few years back. I think it was around the pandemic, maybe a little bit before that. But B.O.B., who's on the song, who I did enjoy some of B.O.B.'s stuff. It's, you know, I don't know if he's still making music, but I know he came out as like a flat earther. Yeah. He was like, I think he was like anti-vax, the earth is flat, all that fun stuff. And it was just like, oh,
right on. Man.
Yeah. It was like,
what was that song he did with Rivers Cuomo? I can't look it up right now. I'm cool. I love whatever that song is.
Huh.
It's older. Probably around this time, actually.
Yeah, I mean, B.O.B. had a hot spot, I guess.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Had a 15 minutes.
But yeah, it's a great song. It's
Magic.
Something for me. Magic. Yeah. I got the magic in me. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good song. Yeah, this album in particular was like, you know, it was a pretty good fucking album. And I remember too, there's the one song that he goes like, I think the most famous off this was Airplane with Hayley Williams. Which I remember that song being, and it's, you know, it's like, it's like, can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And shooting stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Which apparently there were like, there's an interview with her where she's like, yeah, we've never met. I mean, you know, obviously she recorded her part solo, and I think it was at like some award show finally where, you know, they sang it together, and it was like, yeah, the song's been hot for a year, and this is the first time we've met.
Yeah, I was going to say, I you would think they at least would have met at an award show doing it, but okay. But that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like I said, with old B.O.B., I, even now sort of looking at his discography, he came out with something. We came out with two separate albums last year, 2023. I mean, he's putting stuff out. Like, looking at it, he's put out a lot of shit. I don't remember anyone after 2010 ever really talking about him. And it might have been around the start of the pandemic, where I remember he came out as like anti-vax, flat earther, just one of those real fun dudes, and it was like, oh,
all kinds of crazy.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. And in keeping it with the you know, 420 theme, this song, nothing to do with you know, smoking, but songs Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and I've just really wanted to play Marvin Gaye on here, so
I fucking love it. Yeah. I saw that you had this up, I'm like, oh yeah.
Dude, I remember the first time I went to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And this plays at the end. I'm the fucking,
yes.
Oh, I'm in tears. You know?
Yeah,
just him listening to his mom's playlist.
And this is a song you could sit down and smoke a joint to. In fact, yeah. I'm going to do the first light up of the show right now.
Hell yeah.
Reminds me of the old fucking MLW of fucking Original Three. Like, I remember that fucking listening to that podcast, and you'd always hear like Conan in the background, just like you would just hear the lighter, like,
yeah,
always getting the high.
On the old Smogcast too, because he was still smoking cigarettes back then.
Yeah,
so he's just smoking away. You hear the lighter going all the time.
Even when he was smoking weed, like, you'd hear it, and like, there'd be some episodes where it's just him and Mosier just coughing up a fucking, it was mostly Kevin, just coughing up a lung, you know? It was always,
it's good, Mosier. I'll try not to do that.
Yeah. God. You know, funny enough, I actually started rewatching Weeds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because Drew was the one, you gave me the heads up where you're like, no, each episode's half an hour.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was one of these hour-long ones, and yeah,
no, it's a quick one. You probably got through season one already, I'd imagine.
The first like four episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not a. That's the other thing. It's not long. You know, it's not. It's not like it's the 12 episodes a season, yeah. Something like that. So.
Well, again, it's. You'd think at this time, with how much like Weeds I was watching and just again the music that like, I remember there was because around this time Blockbusters are starting to close down, and. You guys remember how they would have like the little mini movie posters? You know, it's like, oh yeah, just you know, and the movies are behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my girlfriend at the time, we went to this one that was closing, and the guy was just throwing those away. And I was like, oh, I'll fucking take them because, in my mind, I'm like, it's cheaper than buying full size movie posters. And I had a bunch for Weeds, and I remember my mom was like. The fuck? And I'm like, I don't smoke weed, dude. It's fucking, it's a show. You don't know anything about Nancy Botwin, mom.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're one of the most supportive non-weed smokers I've ever met.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
you're about it.
I constantly
just don't smoke it.
Yeah, I always talk. I listen. I've definitely gotten contact high a few times. Specifically hanging around Brayden. As much as you do, but there was that one Survivor series where it was Martin Bushby and his wife, Jesse from the Six, Brayden and Davian were in Brayden's old room. And, you know, we finish up Survivor series and I'm like, all right, I got to get back to the States now because my, you know, I decided to stay a little bit longer just to watch the pay-per-view with them and getting gas. And there's like a pizza right there. And I go, man, that sounds so good right now. And, destroying the entire pizza by the time I get to the border and I'm like, oh no, I'm still hungry. What, why am I so tired? And I was like, oh no. And being so nervous at the border when the guy's like, oh, he's like, you know, you bring anything back with you? And I'm like, I have some leftover poutine. I can throw it away. I'm so sorry. And he's like, you're fine. Take your poutine with you. But let's go ahead and get to into your first pick here with Smoke Two Joints by Sublime. Like me.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Reefers.
Love it.
But and yeah. You know, you telling that story, my money mo would have been on Vinny there, Scrum, not Brayden, but you know.
I mean, dude, when Vinny, so Steve, our one friend Vinny, you know, coworker of mine, at one point, his office was downstairs from where mine is, and it smelled like a fucking grow house down there, because he would just smoke out of there, like my boss didn't care, and there'd be times where I would, like, bring women over, and they're just like, oh, you smoke? I'm like, oh, I didn't know you smoked. I'm like, I don't. That's Vinny. He's here. He's downstairs. Because it would just, you know, rise up. And it would, oh, yeah. But no, I mean, I've never, again, I don't do it. But I've never, you know, been holier than thou where it's, you know, it's like, you're, that's bad for you. I'm like, I don't, do whatever you want. I'm not going to do it. But.
I, of course, haven't done it in 10 years since I started working at the job I'm at. So, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You can't skirt on your responsibilities for work. Right?
That's right. But I do enjoy a sandwich every once in a while.
Yes.
One of those like Arby ones you were talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love me some beef and cheddar.
I've never actually had a sandwich from Arby's. My cousin used to work there, and she would always bring fries and mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
I might have had a sandwich. I can't off the top of my head tell you, like, you know, again, I'm not against it. Like, it always looked delicious, but around here,
it feels like a wild statement.
What? Not having at Arby's? Lines.
Not having Arby's.
Well, there like, was...
My wife had.
Really?
No, she hadn't. When I met her, I'd been eating it all my life. My parents used to take me all the time. And she thought, she's like, that's gross. I'm like, why is it gross? It's a roast beef sandwich. It's awesome. You like roast beef? She's like, yeah. So I finally got her to go. But we don't have one in the town that I live in. So anytime we leave town and we're in a town where we have what they have one, we always stop in for lunch or something, right? Yeah. So she's sold now.
Oh, yeah.
Curly fries, too.
Oh, yeah.
Curly fries are good. Well, around
the three pepper sauce.
Woo.
Yeah.
See, around here, they just didn't have any, like, in the city proper that I was aware of. There was the two that I can think of were like near like the suburban malls, and I don't know, there's just always so many other food options that I was like, and I like roast beef, like there's, you know, there's other sandwich places around here, but I don't know, I
get it.
Drew, don't worry, the fun police heard you say that you didn't want the full version of this song, so
okay.
You know, it's not the full version, but again, as a child,
I can get Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Dr. Green Thumb by Cypress Hill.
So the whole, like, I thought, like, I would have been okay if it were like the fucking Sublime one, but like a minute 55, like
those pesky porkers in the sky.
Yeah, like that's an insane intro. Like that's a, I played songs shorter than that intro.
Yeah,
it is fun though.
Yeah, it is fun.
I remember, again, I'm probably, and it actually factors into the next story I'm about to talk, but just not understanding what I was listening to.
Yeah, and this is one, before you get into your, like, Cypress Hill, I've been wanting to play, and maybe not this song specifically, but like, I've been wanting to play Cypress Hill, but I'm like, I gotta save Cypress Hill when Steve comes on.
Yeah, literally, the song was on my list. I typed it out, and then I deleted it to put one of my other choices on. So yeah, but this is a great song. I love Cypress Hill.
That's literally why I haven't put fucking that Marvin Gaye song and Logic, because I was like, I gotta save him for this.
Themed episodes.
Yeah, Drew, the last time, when we were by Vivian's house, there's a music festival that happens around the Riot Fest.
Yeah,
and I think I told you the story where I saw the only time I've seen Cypress Hill in concert. I left work to go see Atmosphere. You know, they go on for about an hour, and that was with my cousin and her husband that I mentioned. And the stage, like right next to where Atmosphere was playing, Cypress Hill was playing. So I remember sitting there for like a good like 30, 40 minutes, because they were one of like the bigger acts, so they got probably an hour and a half to the 45 to an hour that everyone else got. I was like, all right, once they play Dr. Green Thumb, I'm out of here. Once they play Dr. Green Thumb, and thinking that it was gonna come on early, but no, dude, it was like 45 minutes before Dr. Green Thumb finally came on, and I remember the song finishing and just like, all right, guys, I'm about to go get lost on the fucking south side of Chicago in a terrible neighborhood until I can find a fucking phone signal to call out an Uber. But
oh yeah, you told me that part of the story of you getting lost and like not being able to get any service. Yeah.
But if I would have listened, if I would have died
with the London Philharmonic Orchestra,
the what?
Is it the London Philharmonic Orchestra?
Yeah, the fucking
from The Simpsons or the Lollapalooza. Did anybody order London Philharmonic Orchestra? Possibly high. Cypress Hill, I'm looking in your direction.
I don't think I remember this scene.
Oh yeah, it's the one, like, it's, you know, obviously the lot, like where Homer's getting shot with the cannon.
Yes, that he was touring with.
It's like, hi, Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins. Homer Simpson, smiling politely. So I've mentioned to fucking anyone and everyone who will listen about how much of a 3-6 Mafia fan I am. Now, again, so much of their songs is about having sex, doing drugs, and fighting. Something at 12 years old I was doing none of. And again, there's a lot of things that they're saying, a lot of terminology that I don't fully understand. You know, I have to have my friends
now or then. Me
up. Then.
Okay.
Yeah, no, now. What is a Glock? Is that a no, then. And you know, again, having to get smartened up by friends. This song in particular, Where's the Bud by it's 36 Mafia, it's Lord Infamous of 36 Mafia. Ironically, the one who did the most drugs and dies of an overdose. But I remember posting on my MySpace. It happened to me twice. Again, not knowing what these fucking songs meant. The first time was for this song, where I put "Where Is the Bud" like as like my status, and people like, "Oh, what? Like, what? What are you looking for?" Because again, like people were like, "What? Like, you're 12 and you're fucking smoking." And my cousin, she's,
all of a sudden, fucking connects come out of the woodwork. Like, what do you need? How much you need?
Well, no, I remember her like calling me, and she's like, "Why did you post that?" She's like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Where's the bud?" I was like, "Yeah, like my friends." She's like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, like the song, like where's my friend?" I literally thought like, "Where's the bud? Like, where's my friend, my bud?"
How is it that you're so much younger than me, but you had a MySpace and I didn't? How is that a thing?
Dude, it was MySpace. Everyone had a MySpace.
I just never did. I just went right to Facebook.
See, I was very reluctant to go to Facebook when everyone else went to Facebook. I was like, I'm standing my ground.
Dude, I did the same thing. I'm like, why? Because I do this with every app too. It's just like even Snapchat, which I just got like last year. It was just like it's just Instagram, but like it disappears. Fuck it, I don't need it. And even Instagram, I was like, it's just Facebook, but it's just pictures. I don't need it. Eventually, I come around to everything.
More puppets.
I never hit Snapchat. I know I'm too old for that shit.
Dude, that's how I felt. I still kind of feel that way. I literally just have a... I mean, I basically got it to start a snap streak with my coworker, who is now a patron of the show. Yeah, man, like, that's pretty much what it's used for.
I actually just got rid of my Snapchat. Yeah, I don't know. It was like one of those things where I didn't use it.
Yeah.
Like, I just... There was like a few friends on there who would post that didn't have like a Facebook or an Instagram for me to sort of see what they're up to. But yeah, I don't know. I just deleted it. There's like a stigma of like guys my age with Snapchats where girls are just like, oh, that's kind of like a red flag. I'm like, it's become like a cheater app, you know?
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those
just tell
things.
Tell me, you don't need to be on that. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, it has become a tool for infidelity. So it's one of those things where it's like, girls are like, what? And I'm like, I don't use it. You know, like, I think it was like, oh, 2 years ago, the last time I like had a conversation with someone, which is why I downloaded everything I needed to from there and just deleted the app.
Yeah, and I still do not know how to use like it for the most part. Like,
us, man, it's
like anytime like I want. Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know.
Not for us.
Yeah. TikTok is where it's at now. All right.
I don't have that either.
I'm even less versed than fucking TikTok. I've had the TikTok longer, and I've never played around with it. Like, I just don't get it. You kids.
Well, you know what
TikToks
I do?
TikToks and your Pac-Man video games.
Well, what I do get is Steve's second pick. And I'm talking, of course, about Sloth's Revenge by the Dirty Hands.
Mm-hmm.
Which, next week, speaking of Sloth and the Goonies. everything that I said. I'm going to hopefully, fingers crossed, be meeting Josh Brolin.
He's
gonna be at the convention that I'm working at next week.
Oh, the C2E2.
That's super cool.
Yeah,
dude, I want to. This is the band that I discovered and I absolutely love. Do you guys know the song Vacation that's on anybody's like story whenever they go on vacation? That I'm on vacation.
Yeah,
that's these guys.
Okay.
So there's a band behind that song, and this is them. And this is a song I just love to sit around and get high to. It's just a sweet, just chill by the fire, going camping and get high kind of song. You know? I love it. Two guys singing. Great, great fucking band, California band.
I mean, you know, it's they're referencing fucking one of my favorite movies. Off the bat, I was just like, all right, I think I'm gonna like this. And yeah, like you mentioned, a very just mellow and chill fucking song.
Yeah,
exactly. And I love it. I absolutely love it. They came out with like a, this is like an acoustic album, and it's just, this is like one of my, I think I have it. Yeah, where is it? No, in the next room. I have this on vinyl because I did, and the cover is so beautiful. I just wanted to, you know, yeah, I haven't opened it yet. I haven't tried it yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing, again, 10 years ago, I always enjoyed was like putting on something like this, like very chill and very fucking mellow. Like honestly, like that the first Gorillaz album, I think like that's like my favorite one to just unwind to.
Yeah, I like that's a good album.
Yeah.
Well, even like, you know, looking at this, it came out in 2013. This is definitely something like this. If you told me like when would this have came out, I would have placed it in, you know, 12, 13, 14 as like. This just reminds me of music that would have came out around then, you know? Like, I feel like this was something that, I mean, obviously wasn't new at the time, but a lot of bands are sort of experimenting with and bringing back, putting more into the mainstream. Don't go swimming because your shit sounds minstrel and we ain't here to play Dr. Dre South Central. Spit my bitch, you it's to make you rub your tits and shit. Have your body moving, shaking hips with thorn fits.
Willie sitting high just as out of time as nine. Yeah, see this guy, this is, fuck, I'm too high, man. I'm forgetting the name. Steady as Jared Watson. He's like the rap kind of guy in the duo, right? The other guys, this guy here, he's like, oh no, that's Jared as well. And then the other guy, he's actually in the next song, the next one, the my third choice. Okay. And he's got like that nice smoky raspy voice, right?
Yeah,
great duo. I'm gonna smoke again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, the fact that they fucking reference the Goonies, it's one of those. It's like that's how, much like with Drew's talked about. If it's referencing The Simpsons, it's probably gonna win them over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a I if I'm not mistaken, they even say something about Marty McFly in the song, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
I was like, oh
yeah. They talk about Jay Leno's chin as well.
let's go over to Drew's next song. That's of course I'm Always in Love by Wilco.
Yeah, and I know some people may think, wait, this doesn't fit the theme, but oh boy does it. So this is us, like, you know, Wilco, very, you know, I think I guess just musically, they've been, you know, they've been made comparisons to the Beatles, and especially in this song, and when we get to the bridge, you can hear it of their overdubbing and overtracking. Not yet, but like you hear the bass player going, smoke pot, smoke pot, smoke pot. So. It is very much like the, you know, like Strawberry Fields, where it's, where the, you know, every, just the stuff in the background as, the, you know, the main chorus is going, so.
A little bit of subliminal.
Yeah.
Ivan et Niage.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Is Wilco from Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, I know you've played Wilco before.
I have. And I was like, oh, I have a chance to actually like play them again right here. This
is only a test. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hear it. And you know what? I probably wouldn't have had you not mentioned it. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So it's this is actually like my favorite Wilco song. I just played that. I think I played the one from the SpongeBob the one time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I fucking love this song.
That is one of my favorite.
What year is this?
Huh?
What year is this? Do we know?
2002.
99. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was like the first album I got into them on. So that was just like the song that like really hit with me on this album. So.
I mean, I referenced to earlier, this very much sounds like a song from 1999. If you told me this song was on the American Pie soundtrack, I'd say, yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, Much Music's Big Shiny Tunes. Do you guys know what that is?
All
the Canadian listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. Big Shiny Tunes.
So growing up,
alternative mix thing.
Yeah, growing up in Toledo, we had Much Music. Yeah, because at that time it was nice because Much like MTV. That was like MTV had kind of stopped, except TRL at that point. And like I'd always watch Much Music because they always had fucking music on.
Yeah, they kept videos going longer than MTV did. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, MTV was pretty much all reality shows by the time I got around to it. MTV2 would play music videos, so I got lucky with that, but now it's all like...
That didn't even last long. They just went straight to fucking... It was like 2004. They were already like, nope, you're getting 12 hours of fucking Newlyweds or whatever the...
It was all Pimp My Ride, Next, Room Raiders, Viva La Bam.
Yep. What was that? I think it was Newlyweds. The Jessica Simpson show.
Cribs. The Jessica Simpson one too.
Yes.
So again, this artist is someone in particular who I've wanted to mention. I wanted to put on here for a while. Like, not everyone is like the biggest fan of him for whatever reason. Like, he gets kind of like, oh, like, you know, he's kind of corny. He gets those allegations as a rapper. Mm-hmm. I fuck with his music. The one thing I know about him, again, is as much as he loves like Quentin Tarantino movies and comics and shit like that, he loves weed. He's always talking about it. And this particular song, it's him and Wiz Khalifa, who is, again, another person who partakes. So I was like, all right, I have to save Indica Badu by Logic featuring Wiz Khalifa specifically for this episode because,
yes.
It's in the name, man.
Exactly.
Indica. Indica, indica.
Yeah. It's also just
I was just going to say, I will have a carryover from this week on next week's episode. So it was the number four that I just really want to play.
Yeah, recently, I don't even know if he's still doing it. I just check. But like Logic, he has a podcast. I don't know if he's still. I mean, I haven't seen a few episodes. Maybe I didn't subscribe to it. But yeah, just hearing him talk about just again how much this fucking dude just loves weed. I'm like, oh jeez. Yeah. This guy's about it.
It sounds sexy. I feel like you're trying to seduce us right now.
Well, the song also, again, like I imagine it's like if you're smoking, you know, you want something chill and mellow like this. Like I don't know. How many people get high to fucking death metal besides? I don't know. I don't know.
Depending on the day, I guess. there's days where Wow.
But Wiz Khalifa to, you know, come in here now on this, like, same thing. Like, he loves weed.
from the cheap end. Yeah, this is another one I could see myself just kind of like going on a hike and listening to in my headphones, or being at a campfire, like I said before, just kind of chilling. Like this would be on a good playlist for that, you know, of a nice and chill.
I'll tell you what, if you guys already aren't following this man on Instagram, this man's constantly out and about in you know, in nature. That's always the thing. I see you out and about, like, you know, in nature, and I'm just like, I'm such a fucking city brat. I don't go anywhere where there's trees.
Love that shit, man. Yeah, I do. I haven't been doing it as much. I'm actually gonna try, but like where I live now, it's my old hometown, right? When I was a teenager. So it's like everywhere. I used to just party in the bushes out here and stuff, right? We'd have bush parties and like I go out into certain spaces and just like it would be a great place for a bunch of teenagers to go hide and smoke some weed or smoke some hash or whatever it be, right? So it's like I am just like I said to my wife, I'm like every time I take the dog for a walk now, I'm just on like a nostalgia tour. I just roll a couple of joints and I go, and now I can just smoke open. Man, I don't have to find a spot anymore.
Yeah,
smoke as I walk openly, and I'm just like, yeah, and I'm just like checking out everything. I'm like, yeah, I remember getting high over there. I remember having sex over there. It's like all the stupid shit you do when you're a teenager in the bushes.
You know, it's funny. There used to be like, so there's this one high school by me, and they have this like big forested area that for whatever reason it had like a BMX trail through it. That was also where you would like go make out with girls down by the river. And I have not driven by that way in years. Like it's like the Cubs built a stadium for the kids, or like it's just, it's all different now. It's so different. And like the wooded area gone, it's like barren. And in my mind, I'm like, where are all the fucking 12-year-olds gonna go like make out? You know, because like again, that was always like one of those like, oh yeah, Steve took fucking, you know, he took a Samantha, the eighth grader, and they went over there and it's like, shut the fuck up. Oh my god, like that's fucked up. What do you think they're doing? It's like,
I think he's feeling her up.
Yeah, you know, like that's so fun. Like, oh my god, he's the coolest.
Feeling her up. What a sentence I haven't heard in like 20 years.
Show my age.
So with Steve's last song, we're going with "And It Stoned Me" by Roman Duddy, which I believe you said is a cover.
It's a cover of a Van Morrison track.
Feeling her up. Half of my life kind of felt
when the rain came pouring down. You guys recognize that at all? Or?
I mean, the song sounded familiar. Yeah. Like, that's why, like, when you told me it was a cover, I mean, I just played it on shuffle. Like, I played the playlist on shuffle, and this came up. I was like, I'm pretty sure this one's the cover.
Yeah, so these two guys, this is Duddy that's talking, that's singing now, and he's from that last band, the Dirty Heads. Rome is what happened was the two surviving members of Sublime decided to get with this guy Rome Ramirez, and they started doing Sublime, like basically being like Sublime, and then I think the drummer left because he didn't feel right about it, and then the Bradley Nowell family kind of like said to cease and desist and stop using the name Sublime. So they became Sublime with Rome. And it was really just the bassist from the Sublime. And then they had some other guy drumming, right? And they've been going for at least a decade, maybe more now. And they put out a couple of albums and stuff. And I mean, the music's okay. This is Rome here coming in. Great voice. But, so something happened where Rome is now going out on his own because Bradley Nowell, the singer of Sublime, his son is in his like mid-20s or something right now, and he's a singer himself. So what's about to happen is Rome is about to, he's doing like a farewell tour of Sublime with Rome, and then Bradley Nowell's son is joining the two original members and making a legit Sublime. And the kid's voice is good.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be, you know, and they're, you know, yeah. And so I'm like super excited. I want to go see the last tour of the Sublime with Rome. But I am super excited to see like the kind of full circle moment where the son gets to rejoin the band, right? Because these guys never, like Sublime never even got the tour. Like that album hit.
Oh, yeah.
He was already dead.
Yep.
He had already died. So like they had done touring, but like not to the level that they should have, right? Like they're like when they, by the time they became a famous band, he was already dead.
There's a song from when I was younger, where it was, it's like a some like dance song, but I remember it was like the lady, like she dies and the song becomes a fucking massive hit, and so it's one of those where it's like she, you know, tales all this time, right? You know, the artist dies, you know, Edgar Allan Poe dies drunk, penniless in some fucking ditch somewhere, and you know, one of the most prolific studied authors now. But yeah, with the one song that I'm talking about, Calabria, I believe is what it's called. Yeah, it was just like, yeah, she died. Song came out and then, you know, she died. So it's like, they never even got to experience. I like you mentioned, at least with Sublime.
Success, the
yeah,
fame, the,
they got some success with her. She just sort of recorded a thing and then drops not too long after.
Yeah. Jacob Noel, that's his son's name. So yeah, it should be really cool.
It is always fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was a cool moment, like when I saw Wu-Tang like 2 years ago, and then like me and my brother were like, is that ODB's kid? Like he looks just fucking like him. And then he started going and we're like, oh, it's gotta be. And then like they were like, yeah, like this is, you know, this is ODB's kid, YDB for Young Dirty Bastard. like, and I was just like, dude, that is fucking like, that's a cool fucking moment when you can pick that man, or, you know, that, yeah, I guess pick up the mantle or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
yeah, like, replace him with anybody else kind of feels weird, but you know, like you put his kid in there, who's gonna say anything? Right? That's amazing.
I do remember a few years back, BET had, like whatever BET award show was, they always have like the ciphers, you know, where they all come out in freestyle. And I remember Rev Run came out with his kids who were like trying to be rappers and they were dog shit. And like it was essentially just like everyone bringing out their kids and all their kids. Like Ice Cube brought out his sons. They were fucking dog shit. Like, and it's because it's just, it, you know, like, it goes to show you where it's like, even if you're a Nepo baby, that doesn't mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're going to be the next big thing. It's just like you have to have the actual skills, and I think with those in particular, because Reverend brings out his kids and it's just like, ugh, get your dad back out here. And same thing, Ice Cube goes out there and fucking his son's like, here's a shitty wrestling take and a fucking shitty freestyle. And there was like a third person who also had their kid, but it was one of those where I'm like, come on, give your dad
the They also haven't had the life experience that their parents had, you know, like they haven't grown up in dealing with what they deal with. Encouraged them to make the music, which gave them the outlet, you know, like it's just, if you're just growing up a rich kid, that's all you got to. That's why so many artists that after they've had a couple albums and they've done a lot of great music, they kind of taper off because they just stop having something to say anymore because the problems are like, a lot of them are solved. They're ones that they don't want to sing about because they're a little too personal, right? So
I think it's a Patrice O'Neill quote. He says something along the lines of like, comedians stop being funny when they stop taking the bus. Or when they can afford to not take the bus anymore or whatever. It's like, it's true. Like it is those life experiences that really, like, you know, like when you get those third or first world problems, like, nobody really cares.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not as
exciting in a song.
As much of them as I've played, you know, Atmosphere, they're now in their dad rap era, which is like, I'm not married with kids, so listening to, you know, how much you love your wife and kids is fine. But you know, talking about like, I just turned 30 and I don't know what life is, and here's this pitch that broke my heart. I'm like, yeah. I'm right there with you, brother.
Like, I'm a guy with kids and a girl that, you know, I'm happy and stuff. I don't necessarily want to hear somebody sing about it.
Yeah, that too. It's like, listen, I want to hear Project Pat talk about fucking going to jail for fucking selling drugs and, you know.
Doing some hard shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, to take us out on this show is someone who we played on here before. And it's funny because I was like, oh, maybe I'll include one of his songs. But I was like, no, I've been holding on to these three. but of course, we're talking about Kid Cudi with Just What I Am featuring King Chip.
Yep. And this is one where like the whole episode is like, well, I don't feel bad for replaying Wilco because it's like we got a theme like. And not to, again, there's no like rule book that we have about it. Just like, you know, just to always play something different. But when we got a theme like this, and especially these two songs, like just this match is so good.
I remember when he dropped Day and Night, because that one, I mean, do you want to talk about fucking 420 themed songs, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I remember waking up one day and like, again, on Facebook, or not on Facebook, on MySpace, and everyone's thing is like Lonely Stoner likes to, you know, likes to free his mind at night, and it's like everyone's thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? You know, and then like, you know, buddy, like, oh, here's this new song by this guy, Kid Cudi, and it's like, oh, but, yeah, he's.
I'm actually gonna do a Wilco deep dive after this because I haven't heard. I haven't heard them in a long time. And you playing them, it's like, yeah, I like that. I want more of that.
And Drew, isn't Kid Cudi from? He's from Ohio, right?
Yeah. And I was like, again, like on the
hometown
one. I was trying to like play. I mean, because that was a good opportunity to play people we haven't played before. So that's where I was like trying to go with that. So.
Steve, what's the name of the town that you just moved to?
I'm in Cambridge. I'm still, I moved inside the, like, we're a city of three towns, right? So it's Cambridge, Ontario. But we're in, like, there's, like, Preston, Hespler, and Bulk. Weird.
Oh. Okay.
See, I've been to Toronto, and then, where's one that starts with an H?
Hamilton.
I've been to Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like 40 minutes up the road.
Yeah.
It's so weird, but like how much I know.
Oh yeah, just based off you guys talking, or just from posts, like
from posts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Hamilton, I park my car wherever especially if I'm down at the bottom of the mountain. It's technically a mountain. It's not much of a mountain, but it's a mountain. It's an Ontario mountain. But if you're down in the downtown area, like you can set a timer on your clock on your phone from the time you get out of your car to the time you're going to see somebody doing meth.
Yeah, you know, apparently
they don't give a fuck. They smoke it like it's weed, like it's legal. They don't care.
Yeah, apparently there's also a problem in Seattle. And like when I was in Seattle, I was downtown Seattle, so I didn't see any of it. But where my buddy, where he used to live, he was just like, oh yeah, no, he's like, it's, yeah, don't walk home from here, like take you know, take your Uber or your Lyft home, like it's back to your hotel. It's like, yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, you know, it's the same way like when I was telling, when Drew was here, where I was like, all the shit you see on the news, that's over on like the west side of Chicago. Yeah. Like I have no business being on the west side, so I'm never there. I'm sure if I fucking went over there, I could find some trouble to get myself into, but I'm fine.
Yeah. When you're in Toronto, you'll think you're in a great neighborhood. You look around, everything looks so neat. You just all of a sudden end up a block in the wrong direction. You're like, oh, shit.
Dude, so SummerSlam weekend when I was up in Toronto, I remember I was going back to Brandon Davies because they were going to SummerSlam, and I was flying out, but I needed like to kill about an hour or two. So I was like, okay. Cause there's that train that takes you right to the airport. So I was gonna do, but again, I had like about an hour or two to kill. And so me and Braden are walking back to his house, and there's a shoplifter running out of a store, and the lady runs out and grabs her by the hair and just like slams her on the floor. It's just like crazy all out brawling fight between the two. And everyone's confused. They're just like, whoa, like what's going on or whatever. And yeah, it was, you know, for as much as everyone's like, oh, Canada, they're so cute and cuddly, and, you know, it's all, oh, hey, how's it going? I was like, no, you know, it was the same way where, again, there was some, you know, Chinese restaurant that we went to at like 2 a.m. and some dude in a suit pulls up with like 3 hot babes around him. They fucking Goodfellas style make a table for him near the back, and it's like super packed. The place is super packed. We have been there for about 30 minutes waiting on our food. They immediately start bringing out plates of food for these people, and it's like, we don't know who they are. We don't know what's going on. They literally just made a table for them in the center of the fucking thing, you know, and it's like, I don't necessarily think that these women, you know, are there without some sort of financial compensation. Like, it's one of those right. It's like, I don't know who this dude is or what, but like, clearly that Porsche out front is not fucking anyone else's here. It's like, it's one of those, and it was just,
yeah,
it was, you know, just sort of, you experience these things. And I was like, yeah, like, Armin was like, Braden, I was like, Yakuza or what? He's like, I don't know, man, but they straight up just Goodfellas style fucking set up a table for him in the center and started immediately bringing out food. And everyone around, yeah, were just, you know, we're like, all right.
Canada's got some shit. I heard somewhere, and I like to say, like, where the States is very shooty. Everybody gets shot up and stuff. Where Canada is very stabby. a lot of people get stabbed here, not so much shot. I mean, it's not impossible to get shot in Canada, but yeah, you're way more likely to get stabbed.
Well, shit, Steve, again, it was wonderful having you on here. I think at some point the three of us are supposed to get together and review Gladiator.
Yes, that'd be cool.
So some point, yeah, the three of us will get together and to record that. And again, like we mentioned, this isn't, you know, this is the first time you hear him on here, at least. Definitely won't be the last time, as I don't think an hour's gone by quicker than it has this time, as
yeah.
I was just like, wait, what? Well, we're already down on our third song? Like, oh, I guess we're just flying through this. And I look and I'm like, oh no, we, you know, it's been going at a normal pace. We've just, it's just, you know, we're all having a good time. But yeah, again, if you want, you know, I'll obviously, you know, Steve's going to be tagged in all this. If you're a fan of weed, he grows it. And, you know, there's a lot of fun videos of all the cool stuff that fucking companies are sending you. Like, that's one of those things where like, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. I got my first sponsor. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that little fucking that box you got. I was like, damn.
TMV Naturals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like CO2 enhancement and different things, like enriching of soil and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm really excited to work with them.
Yeah, and that's actually like, and by the way, you can find all this at Steve Grows Weed on Instagram.
But and Steve Grows Weed 420 on YouTube.
Hell yeah.
And then, but that is one cool thing though, because I find that interesting. I find that part of it more interesting, like the actual grow, like in the science. Like, that's one thing, like watching weeds for the first time, I was just like, man, like, I didn't realize like how fucking like intense like growing was. Like, that was where I first learned about, like, you know, like, oh, all the nutrients, and you can't have too much of this and that, you know, and you gotta it's all in balance, right? So, like, I think that's very fucking interesting.
And I show my stuff warts and all, because I've gotten overzealous at times where I'm trying to boost the buds and that flower production. So I'll put a little too much of something in there, and all of a sudden you'll see some leaf burn and stuff like that, right? Yeah. But yeah, I like to show everybody, because it's like, yeah, I'm learning like anybody else, right? So it's like, I try to put it like warts and all, and just show everybody what I'm doing, showing everybody what I'm doing next to correct what I did wrong last time and stuff like that. So. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, make sure to go give Steve a follow. And until next time, for Scrump and Drew's Music Box, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
And I am Steve Grows Weed.
And this is a friend of the show, Dr. Green Thumb.